The Michigan Shakespeare Festival is back for its annual six-week run, half in Jackson, half in Canton, Michigan. Current state Scott Pohl is here with more on the festival. Scott, the schedule's led by some of the most popular works by the Bard, right?
That's right, Mark. I got the lowdown from the Michigan Shakespeare Festival's producing artistic director, Janice Blixt. The first preview performance of this year's festival is Thursday night at the Jackson College Bauman Theater.
Janice Blixt, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it.
The usual formula being followed again with two Shakespeare works and one non-Shakespeare production. So we ought to start with the Shakespeare pieces, I suppose.
That is true. We always do one really well-known show that everyone loves. And this year we're doing As You Like It. I think people are going to absolutely go gaga over this show this year because Rob Kozlarik, who is one of our artistic associates and has directed a lot of shows for us in the past that audiences just love, he's directing it and he's got a very fairy tale view of the story, and he likes all of the characters coming together with redemption at the end, and it's he has the vision of the show that's a lot of fun, and it's romantic and beautiful, and he set it in a kind of Victorian, post-industrial sort of feeling when we're in the city. And then when we move into the Forest of Arden, it's a very lush and romantic world. So I think visually it's going to be stunning and lovely. And just the show itself is going to be something that everyone is going to want to see because it's going to be fun and funny and silly and lovely.
You've hinted at one of the questions I always have whenever we talk about Shakespeare with anyone, and that is whether you're doing a traditional setting or if you're updating it. So let's talk about that at greater length here and also with regard to the second Shakespeare program on the schedule this year.
Well, I get asked that a lot. I get asked, are you doing it period? What we do when we at the Michigan Shakespeare Festival choose when to set shows is we try to look at the show and think, what is the spine of this? What is the purpose of the show? What is our audience going to most connect with? And then it kind of comes from there, which is why, As You Like It, Rob, when he was looking at this, he really liked the fairy tale aspect of it. You know, a strong heroine and there's no mother and she gets banished into the woods and she has to survive and she meets the man she loves and all of that. And he liked the very fairy tale aspect of that. So he wanted there to be sort of a fairy tale connection. And we recognize women in long dresses and corsets and all that prettiness. He liked that. So that's where he went. With Richard II, which is the second of our two Shakespeare shows, and the lesser known, this is the one that people keep coming to me and saying, oh, good, this was on my bucket list. I've never seen this one. For one of the history plays, it's kind of an oddity, because it's less about events that happened historically that Shakespeare is bringing up, and it's more about the philosophies of kingship of these two guys. It's a much more philosophical show. What is the nature of kingship? How do we receive power? What gives us power? Can you give up power once you have it? All of these things. And so I didn't feel, after last year's Henry IV, which we put up, which we set period, and the costumes were very appropriately late medieval. I didn't want to do that again. So Richard II is set modern dress in terms of clothing, but one of the things that gets talked about a lot in the show is the fact that Richard ascended the throne at the age of 9 from his grandfather, Edward III, who reigned for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Edward III really created the world that these characters in Richard II are living in through his actions and his family. So scenically, we've got a very Gothic look going because it was Gothic architecture that became popular under the time of Edward III. So we've got the symbols and everything on it that look very Gothic, with Gothic windows and a Gothic arch that's been kind of moved onto its side to give it a slightly modern and disconnected feel. So it's that idea again that these are people living in modern times, but they're constantly overshadowed by the past and by the history that's around them, by England itself. So that's why I went that direction with Richard II.
We're talking with Jan Blixt. Jan is producing artistic director of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. This is the festival's 22nd year. We really need to spend some time on the non-Shakespeare play in your schedule this year, The Killer Angels. It's based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Michael Schara. You're directing this show.
Directing.
And it's a Michigan theatrical premiere for this show. Tell us about it.
It is. This is the first time that I know of that we actually have a playwright around, because we tend to work on a lot of the shows from dead guys.
Right.
So we have The Killer Angels this year, which was adapted for the stage by Karen Tarian. And Michael Schara really loved her adaptation and has given her the rights to be able to put it up in different places. Most of the other productions were in tiny little theaters. And so this is the first really big mounting of this show. And this is the first time we have done an adaptation. And I'm absolutely thrilled about this. If you don't know the novel, it is The Battle of Gettysburg, the 4 days of the Battle of Gettysburg. And what Karen has done with it is she has linked sequences together with the music of the time, with the songs that we all recognize, and she has created a show that very much is the generals and the decision makers and the interaction between them as they're making the decisions that lead up to Pickett's charge, which is pretty much the final huge action sequence of the show. We have 12 actors basically doing this. It is very theatricalized. Mm. We do not have horses and we don't have cannons, but it really is about these men and their views on the war and their views on each other's ability to fight the war. And when I presented this originally to the board of the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, they were excited about it. They thought it was a great idea, but then they kept saying, but how do you justify this on our mission statement? How do you connect with this? And I ended up sending them copies of the script because I said, you have to read it to understand it is a Shakespearean history. The Shakespearean histories are about the kings and the lords and the people who make the decisions that move us into the battles that happen in all of these plays. And that is very much what The Killer Angels is. It is put together in about 25 scenes. The actors are all playing multiple characters in it. We did an intense amount of research going in to make sure that the costuming would be right and to make sure that the music would be right and to make sure that all of the aspects of production would be right. And then, I don't want to say we set that aside, because we didn't, but we had to take all of that knowledge and translate it into 12 guys doing the Battle of Gettysburg. So we stripped away a lot of the really tiny specifics, and we're giving the flavor of things in the same way classical theater has done for hundreds of years. It lives on stage as a dramatic piece. It's not the movie, but in so many ways, it's so much more human than the movie. You get to know these guys and you know what they're going through and the reason they make the decisions they make. It is an incredible piece of live American theater that I like to reference to people about how when Shakespeare was writing his history plays, the latest history play in the chronologically that he wrote was Henry VIII. We are closer to the events of The Killer Angels, but in a similar kind of time frame as Shakespeare was for Henry VIII. And the same way an Elizabethan audience could see one of Shakespeare's history plays and get the references and know the ins and outs because they grew up culturally knowing these families and knowing this history, our audience, our modern audience today, knows General Lee, knows the Battle of Gettysburg, knows Pickett's Charge, knows those things, and walks in with that automatic connection. So I'm just over the moon being able to bring this to the stage here.
I believe this is the second year where you've split your schedule up between Jackson and another theater.
Yes,
so
it is.
You open July 7th with the first preview performance of As You Like It at the Bauman Theater mm-hmm. at Jackson College. You're there for 3 weeks, and then you spend 3 weeks at the Village Theater in Canton starting on July 29th.
Yes.
So I wanted to ask you from your perspective how that played out last year. It would appear that you were pleased with the result last year.
Because we decided to do it again, right?
look back on how that worked last year, not just for the company, but for the audiences.
Well, we were very pleased. One of the reasons that we chose the Village Theater in Canton is that the footprint of the stage, of the space, is very similar to our home theater, the Bauman in Jackson. So transferring from one space to the other is a lot easier than if we were moving into a space where everything was different. We were able to just kind of pick it up, put it in trucks, move it over, and start over, which is lovely. So there's that decision. But one of the things it did for us, which we absolutely loved, is we were able to maintain so much of our usual audience in Jackson that is coming from Jackson and is coming from Grand Rapids and Lansing, that's coming up from the Irish Hills and their vacation homes. So we were able to keep them and put up these shows in our home. And one of the things that being in Canton did for us is it pulled from St. Clair County and from further north and from further east, people who might come and see one show in Jackson but don't want to make the drive repeatedly, were able to come see a show in Jackson and then see one of the other shows in Canton. And that seems to have been, based on our audience demographics, that seems to be what happened, is that we didn't lose audience in Jackson, but we had a lot of the same people seeing one show in one place and then seeing another show in another place. It's close enough that we had some people in Jackson who were saying, hey, you moved the calendar forward a week, I'm going to be in my summer place and not be able to get there. They ended up driving into Canton and seeing a show there, which was lovely, the kind of cross-pollinization that happened. We had about a 17% increase overall in ticket sales for last year. And so we're thrilled with that. So we decided to do it again.
The capacities are roughly the same?
Yes, the capacities of each house are the same. We have a 400-seat house in both spaces, which means that all of our union requirements and things like that are fulfilled, and we don't have to worry about that. It worked great for us, and we hope to be able to continue this.
The Michigan Shakespeare Festival begins 3 weeks in Jackson at the Jackson College Bauman Theater with the first preview performance of As You Like It on July 7th. The schedule also includes Richard II and The Killer Angels. The 3 weeks in Jackson will be followed by 3 more weeks at the Village Theater in Canton. You can find complete information at MichiganShakespeareFestival.com. Janice Blixt is the festival's producing artistic director. Always good to see you. Thanks, Jan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to see you again.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.